Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beit Sadaf Zayin, and we are into the sugyas. We're up to the last phrase of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Efer Kira Muchanu, Bava Ben Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar, and we spoke last time about issues of Kavana. Just the one I wanted to read, that one shita that I had mentioned. Yesterday we spoke about that there might be certain malachos that Kavana plays a definitional role, even though we have the principle of Psik Resha, of even if I don't have Kavana, I'm going to be high for it. The classic case of dragging the bench, a heavy bench on soft earth, and I'm for sure going to make a hole. Cases of opening up the refrigerator and whatever the case is. So there could be some cases of Psik Resha, but at least according to some shitas, not according to all, the kavana might play a role in the malacha. If I don't have kavana for the malacha, then I'm not going to be chayiv. So yesterday we spoke about choresh, and which is exactly the malacha about the classic choresha case. Obviously, those shitas don't hold of it, right? The case of dragging the bench and making the charitz, then you don't have kavana and you're chayiv. But yesterday we spoke about maybe charisha, if I don't want the dirt, it would be a malacha and a shrikha lagufa. So we spoke about a couple of those issues. So we mentioned, as I just alluded to, that the line between Psik Resha, Malacha Shana, Psik Legufa is often not so clear. And this is a question that the son of the Rambam was asked. Again, the question that Rishonim deal with, but if you look at the son of the Rambam, if you look in the first parak of Shabbos, where the Rambam talks about these cases, again, what is the... the classic case of Malacha Shana, Psik Legufa is I carry something out because I don't want it here. But, you know, in the Mishkan, they did it because they wanted the body outside. They wanted the item outside. I just didn't want it here. So what do you mean? Psik Resha. You know, I'm carrying something out. So why isn't that automatically the malacha? So what's the difference? So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah in the first parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Matsasi Kasuv, Mem Chaf is Matsasi Kasuv, Hahefresh Sheish Be Malacha Shana, Psik Legufa, Ubem Psik Resha Velo Yamusu. So the way he says it, and again, it has to be worked on, and he quotes this from Rav and Rambam, the guy psik reishe, eino mechavin l'malacha kol iker, elashi na'asis behechrich. Right? I have kavana for act A, act B automatically happens. That's psik reishe. I have kavana for maisa A, I don't have kavana at all for maisa B. There's really two actions taking place. And I have kavana for act A and not for act B. That's the case that I'm going to be high for act B. That's the case. You go on Misha Sagar Pesach Beisov Hayesham Tzvi. Shehu Lo Kivein Lishmiras HaTzvi. Right now, I close my door. I have kavana to close my door. And I'm actually trapping because there's a deer inside my house. That's a Psik Resha. Two different actions. Closing the door, trapping the deer. But what if you're only doing one action? One action, but you have a different kavana than what was done in the Mishkan. I'm carrying out. Is my kavana to have it there or to not have it here? So that's what malacha shei yisrich legufa is. Sha malacha shenas is behechra. Malacha shei yisrich legufa, who miskaven legufa malacha. There's only one act. Ela sheinu mechavin letachlisa. There's only one act. There's no two acts being done here. Again, you have to figure out what do you mean. There's one act of closing the door. Is locking your house and it's trapping the deer, you might say. But then, no. You could separate the two. Because closing the door usually doesn't entail trapping a deer. Therefore, there are the two. Digging a hole always includes making a hole and getting the dirt. So that's why it's a malacha shei yisrich legufa. So as long as it's one act, that's going to be a malacha shei yisrich legufa, just the kavana switch. While if it's two actions, I only have kavana for act A and not for act B, so then it's going to be different. Mi yisod Rabbi Avram achasid b'shem aviv zal, says the Kesef Mishna in the Neivet. Interesting, if you think about that, and this has been pointed out, it's kind of ironic. You would think it should be just the opposite. We paskin psik resha is chayiv midaraisa, and malacha shei yisrich legufa, we paskin, like Rabbi Shimon, again, besides the Rambam, the other Rishon paskin is aser midarabanan. But you might think, what do you mean? If it's one act, I'm doing the act of the malacha, I just have different kavana, there I'm putter, but if I'm only having kavana for act A, and act B comes out of it, then I'm gonna be chayiv for? I have not even have kavana to do that act. You might say that that act is more, that's more kal, and we paskin the opposite. We paskin that that's more chamur. I like to quote the Aruch HaShulchan, who gives a svara for it in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, where he notes, he said, it's kind of like da mitzvahs. He says, there are three kavanas for mitzvahs. He says, there's kavana l'shem mitzvah. I do a mitzvah and I have kavana to do the mitzvah. That's the highest level. And then the middle level is stamdas. I'm just daydreaming. I do the mitzvah. I'm not really focusing on what I'm doing. I'm daydreaming. Stam. And then number three, third level is kavana shelo latzeis. Kavana shelo latzeis. So even if you want to say that you're yotzei with stam, the middle case, but you're not going to be yotzei with kavana shelo latzeis. That's an anti kavana. That's an anti. That's not going to, you know, even if you say mitzvah zei tzrichas kavana, it could be that if you have anti kavana, you're not going to be yotzei. So those are the three levels. So he says maybe that's the issue here. By psik resha, it's like stamdas for that other act. I didn't think about the other act. I didn't think pro, I didn't think con, I didn't think about that other act. So that's why if I open the refrigerator and the light goes on, so it's stam for that, so it's ki, so the difference as far as from psik resha, ki ilu ayat kavana for the other act. But malashis yaligufa, it's like anti. I did the exact act, but I had different kavana. I had a different purpose. So that's why, ironically, it makes it better. Makes it better for me in terms of that. That's what he says in Reish Mem Beis Os Lamin Dalad. Avalam Bemes Bachavin La Malacha Ela Sheosa Osa Bishvil Tachlis Acher Havi Kemo B'Mitzvah Shediskavin Shelo Latzeis V'Achanami Lo Shayach Lo Mar Tavi Kemiskavin. You can't say Ki'ilu Yer Kavana Devadei U'Miskavin Avol Miskavin Lo Tachlis Acher V'Lo Lo Giv Ha'Izer Shel Hamalacha. And that's why he says maybe that's why Malachas Gufa would be Pater. And according to many we've shown him, and Sekresha is Chayef. So again, there's a lot there, but we'll have to leave that for now. Says the Gemara now, where we're up to. Rebbe Avun B'Shem Rabbanan de Taman Zosomeres. So what did the Mishnah say? The last line, the last four words of the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Aleph said, She'efer Kira, not on Daf Aleph, right? It's in the first Mishnah in the Bavli. But here we had it in the next Mishnah, right? We had She'efer Kira Muchanhu. We had it on the previous daf. The last four words, or here it doesn't have the word who, but we translate that as Ve'efer Kira. But if you have an oven burning and the oven on Yantif and the oven, the wood in the oven creates ashes, those ashes are not Muksa. Those ashes are usable. But the context in the Mishnah is in the context of Kisi Hadam, right? The Mishnah first quoted a Machloka B'Shabbe Selel about covering the blood. About could you cover the blood? Could you shecht knowing that you're gonna have to dig to get the blood, to get the dirt? So that was a machlokas. And right after that, it says efer kira muchan, which sounds like it's in that context that the ashes of the oven can be used for kisi adam. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Avun Mishem Rabbanan Ditaman Zosomeres. The fact that this is said in this case here, it must be sheinav efer akira muchan el lemitzvah. Efer Kira is only muchan for the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam. It is not muchan, it is not in a prepared state for other not as common cases, as reasons. Meaning what? The Gemara assumes that for Shechita Kisi Hadam, that's a vada. You have plans to shech this animal on Yantif. So your vada is going to need something to cover the dam with. So that's why for the mitzvah, it's a vadai. But let's say, the Gemara is going to say, my child relieves themselves, and I'm going to have to like get dirt or something to cover up the tzoah. So that's maybe he'll relieve himself today. Maybe he only relieves himself every three days. So that's more of a suffix. So the Gemara says, the fact that the Mishnah only says this in this context, it must be that the ashes, it's not like roif and muchan for every purpose under the sun. It's only things that you for sure are going to use it for. So like a mitzvah, so that's what the Gemara says. Zosomeres ein efer kira muchan elo lemitzvah. This is how the Charedim explains it. The Charedim, you look at the Charedim, Zosomeres. Avalam yesh latino katan. But if you have a small child, young child, vehetel rei biyantif, and he relieves himself on yantif, also lechasosa beifer kira. You cannot use the ashes to cover. Deles daiti ilave ela alavadai. Your dad's is only to use these ashes for something that's for sure going to happen. Not for something that maybe is going to happen. Vahainu tarnagola shalom erev yantiv l'shotav yantiv. If you have a chicken erev yantiv, that's your plan. Aval hatsoa safeki im ye'arab b'makam ha'mozlo. Maybe the child's going to relieve himself in the forest where nobody's around and you're not going to have to cover it. Who says he's going to relieve himself? And who says he's going to relieve himself in a place that's open that you're going to have to cover it? That's a safek. And that's the first day of the Gemara. Again, Rabbi Avun, in the name of the Rabbanan de Taman, the rabbis of Bavel. Rabbis of Bavel say it's only muchan lemitzvah, meaning only muchan levadai velo muchan lesafik. That's another way of saying it. So Amar Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Mana adds, bishalo echenu. This is all if you didn't explicitly say that you're being mechanin for everything. Avalem hechinu, but if you said, the ashes that are going to be burned, I want to use that for anything I want. So then, mechasin botso mitzvah, that you can use it for anything you want. You can use it for anything you want. V'as yaki, and it goes like, tehi d'amar of Shammai, dar shavacha b'shei Rabbi Yehuda, hechinu lemitzvah, if you only prepared it for a mitzvah, which is something that is vadai mechasin bo mitzvah. So, but if you prepared it for tzoa, which is something that it's maybe not also, it's also for something, mechasin bo tzoa u mitzvah. Then you could be able to use it for either. Yoredei Aleph. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Amar, is palgur Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Amar, Yosi. Really, this is a machlokas. Chad Amar, yesh hachin l'tzoa. What does that mean? There is automatic hachana state for tzoa. What is tzoa? It's always just an example of suffix, something that might happen, might not happen. This is interesting. You might think, but again, we spoke about this in the Hakdama to the Masechta, and this sugya reflects one understanding. You might think, what's muksa about? Muksa muchan status. Is this about the chefzer or about the gavra? Right? Is it about the inherent status? Is this item ra'ui to use on Yantif for Shabbos? Right? Or is it about, well, what was I thinking? Was I planning to use it or not? Most things, I don't know, do we go around our house on Erev Shabbos say, muchan, 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 muchan? We don't do that. Right? Just everything in our house, the plates and the forks and the chairs and the, it has a shame kli and it's usable. And the toys and it's usable. Right? I don't have to go around. And, but maybe by certain items that are maybe on the border of muchan and muksa, so there I would have to, according to some shitas, like this shita, say, what do you mean? If ashes are roi to use to cover the tzoa, why isn't it automatic? That it's roi, it's muchan. You see from this gemara, at least according to some deists, that no, the das hagavra plays a role. And therefore, if it's automatically things that are for sure books and tables and forks and knives, of course, nobody's going to say that you have to think about that. But this item that is a little row that is not right in its state right when Yantav starts and now is becoming, so then maybe it is a little different. So that's what it says here. So Yeshachal and so the first day it says Yeshachal and so there is automatic hachana state for the ashes in order to cover that soul, which means muchan levadai muchan lesafik. If somebody gives muchan, it's muchan. The charana amar no ain hachin lesoa. No, the other one says no ain hachin. There is no. There is no automatic state. It's only if you thought about it explicitly. Only explicitly. So, so the one that says there is no automatic hachana asks on the one that says there is. Yeah, there's automatic hachana. So what about, and we have to add in here before these four words, we'll read the words, what does that mean? That's referring to a Mishnah in Bikurim. The Mishnah in Bikurim, the last paragraph, you ever go to a Siyam on Zroim, it's all about Koi and Androgynous, right? That last paragraph in Bikurim. So the Mishnah Bikurim discusses these items that and beings that have a quasi-status or a suffix status, a Koi. A Koi is an animal, we don't know exactly what the Koi is. Some say it's a buffalo, but it's an animal that we're not sure, according to Chazal, or some say it's a Kevi, I'll say most say Koi. Suffix Chaya, suffix Behema. Right? You're not sure if it's a chaya or a behema. Which category is it in? And it makes a big nafkamina for two issues. Number one, kisui hadam. Right? Only a chaya, the dam of a chaya has a mitzvah of kisui hadam, not the dam of a behema. And there's also a nafkamina in terms of the chaylev. The chaylev, is the chaylev kosher or not? Also a difference between a chaya and a behema. So you have to know the difference. So a ka, you're not sure. So you can't eat the chaylev. Because it might not be kosher. What about kisi adam? So on a weekday, you cover the dam. Okay, you do koi. You said maybe it's a chaya, therefore you cover the dam. No problem. No downside. What if it's yantif? What if it's yantif? So the Mishnah says you can't shecht a chaya on yantif. Why? Because then you're going to shecht it. You're going to be in a possible mitzvah situation, and you're not going to be able to do it because the dirt is muksa, and maybe koi is a behema, so it's not chayiv and kisui. So you're stuck. So that's why. The Mishnah says, you see in the Karmen Eidah, he quotes the Mishnah, Ein shochtin koi bi osa biyatif. And if you did, you can't, Ein mechasid as dama. You can't mechasid as dama. But now the Gemara says, but one second, if you say that, Efer muchan, or dvarim like that are muchan l'safik and muchan levadai, right? Well, who is this asking? The one who says ein hachin, ask the one that says yesh hachin. If you say this automatic hachana, even for a case of safik, like if your child has to relieve himself, so koy is also a case of safik. So why can't you cover the blood? Right? Yechasebo asakoy. You should be able to cover. You should be able to cover the koy's blood. Just like you could use the Afer Kira in our Mishnah for the case of Tsoa, which is a case of Suffolk. So koy is a case of Suffolk, different types of Suffolk. Okay, but it's also a case of Suffolk. So why don't you say you could use it to cover the dam? So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between the two. Amar Le, he says, there's a difference between the koy and the Tsoa case. Koy, derech b'nei adam litos bo. If people see you covering the blood of a koy on Yantif, they're going to say, oh, I didn't know a koy was a chaya. I guess koy is vaday a chaya. And therefore, they'll come to matir the chelov of the chaya, which is treif. Right? And therefore, gzera. Or they'll think, oh, I didn't know it's a vaday chaya, and they'll come to dig to get the dirt. Not just to take the ashes that are mucha. They'll do the balacha of choresh. So that's why there's a gzera by the koi. Tsoa, ederach b'nei adam l'tauspa. But by the case of tsoa, there's no reason for gzera. What are you going to be gozer? The people know there's not a, it's a case of suffix, but there's no issue of a status that's going to be known. So where it says, really? Why not? Omer ad kain, if you say you're allowed to cover the tsoa, the Afer Kira is allowed to cover the tsoa, so then, afu achofer badekar b'chasa, maybe you'll even come dig. He'll say, oh, I guess you're allowed to do this, and it is a real mitzvah or a halacha of you're allowed to be mechasa, so therefore you'll even come to dig. So it must be, and the fact that it's, we're not worried about that, it must be, because it's also to do. Must be also to do. And therefore, this is the kasha from the one who says, ein hachein, on the one that says, yesh hachein. So that's the, no answer given to that question. He'll have to still answer that. Maybe there's more of a gzera, more of a reason to be gozer by a koi, because that's about a status. That's about a status, whether chaya versus behema, versus the case of tzoa. He'll have to be mechalik between those two. Okay, period. Says the Gemara. Tani, we take out the vav and we take out the cane. Tani, hevi, afar. What happens if you bring some other items into your house for other purposes? You let it use that for kisi adam? Hevi, afar, latuachas, agago. Let's say you bring in some dirt because you're planning to seal up the holes in your roof. Sid, lasudas, beso. Or you bring in, limed in order, again, to, smear on your house. Bechasinbo. So you're allowed to use that for kisi adam. Is tani, ain't machasin bo. Another day it says you can't. So the Gemara says maybe it's not a machlokas. Whether you could use other items that you brought into the house, you weren't thinking about using it for kisi adam, but could use it for kisi adam on yantav morning. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabun, Mishim, Rav Chisda, Manda, Rav Machasin, Lushavar. According to the word it says you can use it, that means Lushavar, it means b'di'evid. You already shechted the animal, you have nothing else to use for kisi adam. So there we say you can use it for kisi adam. Manda amar ein machasin. According to the one who says you can't use it, bebali shal betchila. If somebody comes and says, can I shecht and use this? So we say, no, you didn't bring it in for that purpose. So it's better not to. But again, if that's the only case that you think that you have, then you would be able to. Again, there's a lot more about kisi adam. Again, simin chaf ches in Shulchan Aruch goes through all the halachas. The last simin in Hilchoshkita. Right, Hilchos Shechita. So you can't really prove from that lumdus, because like, okay, so where else should it go? It should go after, you can't prove that's Gemar Maisa Shechita. It's the end of Shulchan Aruch. You could prove it from the Rashi and the Rush that we mentioned a couple of days ago. But, there are many, great lumdus halachas about, Kisi Adam, including the mitzvah, right? And including the bracha. What bracha do you say Kisi Adam? Shulchan Aruch. Chayiv Levar Kodem Shechasa. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'sivanu Al Kisui Dam Be'afar. That's the bracha. Al kisi dam ba'afar, says the Taz, afa gavdol amotzinu b'shum makom, shemaskirin prat ha-mitzvah bibracha el adera klal, since when do you mention a detail of how you do the mitzvah? Kisi adam, he's a ba'afar, right? Kisi adam, right? Just, even though you don't mention any prat, v'im kein ha-yadai lomar al kisi dam l'chud, mikol makom ha-cha shayni, she'osa shtei mitzvahs. Dahainu kisui shelamata min adam vishel mala. You have to cover it below and above. Vizel nilman min be'afar. Al kain sarach lomar be'afar lahoros al shnei amitzvahs. Kain nirali. So he said it's not just saying any detail, but it's alluding to the two different parts of what your bracha is. And then the Shulchan, the Rama says, Misha shochet pam harishon, Mivarach Shechiyanu al Hakisui. Avalo ala Shechita de Mazik Liberia. So, Shechiyanu, you never say if there's a little downside. So you don't say Shechiyanu on a Shechita because you're killing the animal. Lahavdil, but it's again, it's not so Lahavdil. It's a, whenever there's a little downside, you don't say Shechiyanu according to Meri Rishon by a Bris, Sara Dianuka. Right, in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Shechiyanu by a Bris Mila. In Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag is to say Shechiyanu by a Bris. But that's also because of the little downside. The Balamar, the end of Psachim, you don't say Shechiyanu on Tiras Omer because it's tinged with a little sadness. Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Omer. You call this the Omer? Where's the carbon Omer? Sfiras HaOmer, Zecher. So whenever you have something that's not right, so then there's no Shechiyanu. Period. Okay, Tini. So now we're about to quote the Tosefta. So it would be helpful. If you're sitting, you have time to see the, I'm going to mention it, but the Tosefta is quoted here on the next, the rest of today's daf, but the Gemara keeps interjecting comments on the Tosefta. So it's key to know, like, what's part of the Tosefta and what's part of the Gemara is commenting on the Tosefta, but, I'll mention it as we go along. Tini. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Koi. So the Tosefta says, Rabbi Yossi says, Koi. So we already add in some words that our Tosefta has. You have the gears on the side. Ein shochet nesav yantif, as we said, the mission in Bikurim also. You can't shech the kohen yantif because then you're going to be in a situation where you're not going to be sure what to do. A situation of a mitzvah, and you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So you can't shech the kohen yantif. V'bnei shu safek, v'im shachto, and if you did shech the kohen yantif, back to our Gemara, ein mechasid es damo, v'bnei shu safek. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot, if you can't do kisi adam of a kohen yantif. So, and Rabbi Yossi says a kal v'chomer. Because there's a kal v'chomer, again, you shechted the kohen yantif you aren't supposed to, because there's a subject about the kisi adam. If you did, you can't take the dirt and cover it. Why? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says a kal v'chomer. Ma imila shevadaya doches ha-shabbos. Ein sveke doches ha-yantif. Mila on Shabbos is doche. Mila bisman is doche Shabbos. So if vadai mila is doche Shabbos, and yet safek mila is not even doche yantif, so kisi hadam she'ein vidu yedoche es haShabbos. So kisi hadam whose vadai is not doche Shabbos. You see, kisi hadam is a weak mitzvah in that regard. So if kisi hadam is not doche Shabbos, dinu shlo doche safek was yantif. So surely it's safek shouldn't be doche yantif. Bris mila, which is very strong, is doche Shabbos. It's vadai doche Shabbos, but its safek is not doche yantif. So kisi hadam whose vadai is not even doche Shabbos, surely it's safek meaning koi should not be doche yantif. That's his kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, so now this is interjecting, right? The Gemara says, kisi adam whose vada is not doche Shabbos, when are you going to have a case of kisi adam vada on Shabbos? Umut alushcha b'Shabbos? Could you shechta on Shabbos? Could you create a situation of kisi adam on Shabbos? What's that talking about? Oh, it's talking about the second before Shabbos? And now this kisi adam, we're not assuming that's talking about. Rabbi Yossi amar la b'stam. Rabbi Yossi says it anonymously. Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shei Rabbi Yochanan b'shochel l'chola. Yeah, there was a chola sheyeshbo sakana. You had to shech the animal on Shabbos. So let's say the only animal you had was shechting a koi to save this guy's life, to get him koi meat. So now you have blood. Kisi adam, you can't do that. That's koi. If it's a chaya, it's vanda kisi adam. You can't do the kisi adam on Shabbos. So if you can't do the kisi adam on Shabbos, so surely you shouldn't be able to do the safi kisi adam on Yantif. So now we go back to the Tosefta. Amrulo, so they said back to him, I'm going to knock out your kal v'chomer. Right? What was the kal v'chomer? Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer. If mila, which is vadai mila is docha Shabbos, but a suffix mila is not docha yantif, so a vadai kisui, which is not even docha Shabbos, surely kisui suffix shouldn't be docha yantif. So Gemara says, I'll knock out that equation. Amrulo, v'hari shofar, shebikvulim yochiyach. Shofar outside the Beis HaMikdash will prove. She'ein v'duya docha Shabbos. Right, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, right? It's even if it's Vaday Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Varisfeko docha yantif, and yet suffik shofar is docha yantif. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. But that's the next part of the Tosefta. So we knocked out the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara now interjects masav geisham. What kind of suffik shofar is docha yantif? What are you talking about? Yom chol. What? It's a suffik about whether it's really Rosh Hashanah or not. Day one, day two. That's mimanafshach, you should be able to blow. Yom chol hu yiska, yom tov hu yiska. If it's Rosh Hashanah, you blow for Rosh Hashanah. And if it's weekday, you're allowed to blow. So what kind of suffik is? Suffik is, you're allowed to blow. Shabbi chadidah, b'shem Rabbi Acha, ba'androgynous shataka. Androgynous, you're not sure if an androgynous is a male, a female, or something else. So in Androgynous on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, is a, that's what the Tosafta is referring to, is allowed to blow shofar. The Tani Kedem, we even learned it in a, in another Brisa, Androgynous, Motzias Mino, Veina Motzias She'eno Mino. An Androgynous could be Motzi and Androgynous. Because why? If he's a Zachar, the guy is being Motzi is a Zachar. If he's in a Keva, then a Keva. And if it's a Beri B'fnei Atzma, Beri B'fnei Atzma. It's all equal. So an Androgynous could blow shofar for another Androgynous. Tumtum, but a Tumtum, who's somebody who has ambiguous genitalia, and a Tumtum is either a Zachar or a Nekeva, one or the other, and some Tumtums might be a Zachar, some Tumtums might be a Nekeva. Okay, so that's Rebbe, the Gemara's comment on the, again, the knockout of the Kal V'chomer. What the Kal V'chomer, we knocked out the Kal V'chomer. Don't say this Kal V'chomer at Vaday and Safek, because Vaday Shofar, right, we don't blow on Shabbos, but Safek, we do all blow on Yantif. And Androgynous blows Shofar on Yantif. So you see, he's a Safek, and he blows Shofar on Yantif. So the Gemara says, this is still the Gemara, not back to the Tosefta yet. There's so much to talk about by Androgynous, but we have to, we're in the flow. Rebbe Yossi Bai, Rebbe Yossi the Amora. Rebbe Yossi says, one second, in Androgynous Shataka, you're saying that this is the pshat of the knockout of the Kal V'chomer. Androgynous is the line that meant Safek in the Kal V'chomer. That sounds like a very strong, that's a strong knockout of the Kal V'chomer, right? The, don't tell me that Vaday and Safek, because here's a case of Safek that's Doche. And if it's such a strong knockout, bidah about this, detani ein lo tshuva, in the last line of the Tosefta, which we didn't quote yet, which we're going to quote soon, right? The last line, Rabbi Chiya says, wow, this Kal V'chomer is unbelievable. Would he say that if this is such a strong knockout of the Kal V'chomer? So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yossi the Amora, it must be that this is not true. It must be that Androgynous blowing is not the case of the in the Tosefta of Safi that could blow. Because that's a, such a great knockout of the Kal V'chomer, Rabbi Chiya in the last one of Tosefta wouldn't say, wow, this Kal V'chomer is unbelievable. So it must be that it's wrong. It must be that an Androgynous cannot blow at all, even for his own type on Rosh Hashanah. That's the comment of Rabbi Yossi, which we'll get back to. Period. But now we get back to the Tosefta. The last line of the Tosefta. Again, what do we have so far in the Tosefta? Now, like separating all of the Gemara's interspersed lines, Rabbi Yossi set up Kal V'chomer to tell me that Kisi Hadam, you cannot do Kisi Hadam on Yantif for a Koi. Ein Machasid Es Damo, because that's Safek Kisi Hadam, and there's a Kal V'chomer. The Rabbanan said back, Amar Lo, no, 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 Shofar proves otherwise. Next line of the Tosefta. Amar Rabbi Avin, ze echan mi'arba dvarim, shari Rabbi Chiya gadol omer. This Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi is one of the four things that Rabbi Chiya said. Ein lo tshuva. This is an unbelievable Kal V'chomer. There's no knockout of the Kal V'chomer. We don't know what the other three things are. But at least this is one of the things that Rabbi Chiya said. It's a strong Kal V'chomer. The Heshev Rabbi Lazar, but also Rabbi Lazar Kapar. But Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Lazar Kapar, came and said, no, 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 I have a strong knockout to the Kal V'chomer. That's the end of the Tosefta. But now the Gemara says, what's the strong knockout of the Kal V'chomer? The following, meaning a different knockout than what we said before. Ma, what is the knockout? The knockout is, don't compare Bris Mila and Kisi Adam. You can't compare the two. Why? In Mila, She'ein Sveika, Doches Ayantav. Look at this Svara. Not so common. I don't remember if the Babli has this Svara. But Bris Mila, what do we say? Bris Mila, Vadai is Doche Shabbos, but Safek Mila is not Doche Yantif. No, there's a reason that Safek Mila is not Doche Yantif. Why? Umam im Mila, She'en Sveika, Doches Ayantif, She'en Vadoya, Doches Leila Yantif. When Yantif starts, right, there's no Bris Mila at night. So there is, as the Mefarshim explained this, there's a cheskas iser leil yontif, that you can't do bris mila, because it's nighttime. There's no chiv of bris mila. Next morning comes along, could you do a suffik bris mila now? Suffik is not strong enough to get out of the cheskas iser of the night before. There's a cheskas iser state of doing bris mila leil yontif, so that's why a suffik mila is not docha yontif. Tomar, b'kisi adam, can you do kisi adam at night? Yeah. So if you have vade kisi adam, because Adam Shev Vaduya Dochez Leila Yantif, its Vadai might be Doche Lel Yantif, and therefore, whole Vadayo Dochez Leila Yantif, Dinushit Chasveko as Yantif. Says the Gemara, says the Rebbe Lazar, Zer Rebbe Lazar Akapar, I have a strong knockout to the Kal V'chomer. You're comparing Mila Kal V'chomer to Kisi Adam, you can't compare the two. Because the night, and you're comparing them regarding Safek on Yantif. If Safek Mila you can't do on Yantif, so Safek Kisi Adam you for sure can't do on Yantif. Says the Gemara, I don't like that comparison. You know why you can't do Suffolk Mila on Yontif? Because the night before, there's no Mitzvah Bris Mila. There's no Mitzvah Bris Mila at night. So that case of, that situation of Suffolk is not strong enough to undo the Cheskas Isser. But Kisi Adam, there's no Cheskas Isser created the night before. If you had dirt that was Muchan to use for Kisi Adam that night, maybe you could do it. So there's no Vadai Isser the night before, so therefore the next morning, there's no Kavachomer to say that Suffolk Kisi Adam would not be allowed. Period. And just the last line of the sugya, so we can just finish the flow. Vikamas, comma, destroy. So now we've had two knockouts of the Kal Vachomer. We've had this strong one that we just said, don't compare Mila and Kisi Adam. And we had the one before about Androgynous. But the one about Androgynous wasn't so clear that the Rabbi Yossi the Amora was not a fan of that knockout. As we'll see. The Kamas, and it, what stands now, Kamad the Tzrichas, the Rabbanon Kadmoi, the Kashas Bidehon, right, just like the early rabbis, meaning Rabbi Chia, didn't agree with the problem of Rabbi Yossi's Kavachomer. Remember, Rabbi Chia said, I think the Kavachomer is great. So, Kain Tzrachas, the Rabbanon Achroi, the later rabbis, meaning Rabbi Yossi, also didn't agree. The Kashas Bidehon. Rabbi Yossi also didn't like that the earlier knockout that we said of the Androgynous. Again, what did Rabbi Chiya say in the Tosefta? I love this Kal Vachomer. Unless, until Rabbi Lazar HaKapper came and said, don't compare Mila and Kisi Adam. But, meaning he didn't have the Androgynous problem. So just like Rabbi Chiya didn't have the Androgynous problem, so to Rabbi Yossi, the Amor didn't have the Androgynous problem. Why? Al Daiti Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha, who brought up this problem with the Kal Vachomer, he must have felt Androgynous, Motzias Mino Betchila. He holds an Androgynous Kiblo, Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But Al Daiti Rabbi Yosa, and Rabbi Chia must have held, no, he can't, L'Shavar. Maybe B'dievet, if he did, you're Yotzei, but an Androgynous cannot, and therefore that first knockout was no good. So Adkan, the conversation. Again, if you look at the Tosefta has, Rabbi Yossi says there's a Kavachomer. You cannot do Kisi Adam of Akai on Yantif. He brought a Kavachomer. The Rabbanan in the Tosefta quoted a knockout. Rabbi Chia says, I don't hold of that knockout. And he said this is a strong Kal Vachomer until Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, the son of Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, said that there's another knockout, which is not mentioned in the Tosefta. But our Gemara filled in all the details where the Tosefta left out, and when the dust settles, we still paskin. You cannot cover the Kisi Adam of Akai, and maybe next time we'll start with some Androgynous items. There's an amazing Machlokas Rambam Ravid in Hilchas Mila, Hilchas Shofar about an Androgynous, and there's a great story about Rav Meir Salvechik, but maybe we'll come on to that next time.